Gordo, I'm very excited about this segment.
Yeah, because we've booked Keith Jackson to talk about the death of Andy Rourke, the bassist for the Smiths.
Dave, are you aware?
Yeah.
Okay.
You saw it before you went to bed? How did you sleep? Put a headset on. Where's the headset for Davey?
Candlelight vigil.
Oh.
That's all I could think of was Dave, how he was going to handle today.
I know. Hey, this is huge. I'm like really upset by this, and you guys are laughing. This is...
Yeah,
this
Gordon never laughed at a death before or minimized someone.
This is serious. Andy Rourke, the bassist for the incredibly influential English band, the Smiths.
Moment of silence for the bassist.
From, like,
they overrated their influence.
Andy Rourke is one of my favorite past people.
I know. Now that he's become past people.
God, it's not the same point unless you have the sniff at the end. That just makes it so perfect.
What? What's the sniff? On what?
He's over.
I didn't sniff.
So did you pick living an extra 10 years and this happened?
Somebody must have.
It was Dave.
This was the other side of it. He lost a hero.
He killed Andy Rourke.
Right.
From the Smiths. So many great bass lines. I'm glad Dave's here. Because Dave, I think, may be Campound MVP just based on last night's story.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It was a tough story.
I know. Gordon retold it this morning.
Yeah, my wife said she heard the retelling.
Oh, no.
What are you doing?
It's not a story that would make you very attractive to your wife. She will not find you
was she aware?
Sexier after hearing
that. No, I don't think I told her.
She didn't hear.
You don't want to mix
that. Might have slipped my mind.
About how you left such a biohazard at the bottom of that grocery store waste bin.
Uh-huh.
Or he had to ditch his Grunders?
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Was there any chance of saving them, Dave?
I mean... Not with the kind of effort I wasn't willing to put in.
It would have taken too long to rehab the clothing?
Yeah. And then I wasn't going to put them back on.
Yeah, you would have had to wash them in the sink there.
Yeah. I don't want
to. Sink rinse out and then
carry them out.
Bring out all the brown water.
Somebody walk in watching you do that?
Use the hand dryer to quickly dry them.
Oh, gosh. It's blowing that hell.
Were you able to recover your credit card, though?
Yeah. They issued me a new debit card, so it was fine.
Just so much fraud going on in his layer cake.
The imprint of his credit card did not go on to the mess.
It did. We heard it reported last night. And he got a call from the credit card company later that evening because somebody was using it in Mesquite.
Right. But, George, not the three-digit code. It was like Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, only had half of it. Only at half.
Yeah, the little piece that fell on the ground had the security code on it.
It was a great story. We had some great late night Campound last night.
Oh, the rant back together.
What time did you go Betty by?
I thought it was around 1, but Jake said it was later than that.
I think you made it to
1:30.
1:30. Corby, you made it to 2:15 or something.
I did.
2.
Okay. Well, good for Corby.
And then I made it to 3.
You are Corby.
I went.
That's pretty good.
You went till 3?
3.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I was the last one with the overnight boys. And then when, I guess when Justin joined them is when I tapped out.
Yeah, you don't like being around.
No, I had already said that I was going to leave. And then they said Justin was joining. I was like, well, good. Then I don't feel as bad leaving.
Yeah. And then he had to go shower just hearing the name Justin.
Yeah, he was like, ooh, what if it's contagious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What time did Corgi and Bork hang it up?
Okay, what was the funniest moment of the Campound so far? The Dave credit card underwear story was great.
I think the walk back, for me, it was the walk back from yesterday's wake-up call in the tent.
Yeah, that was funny.
A guy...
The parade,
a tuba,
us coming down that
radio
bridge,
a cat, and a guy in a
like the slow motion.
Y'all call it a machine mask.
Yeah, a gimp mask.
It was like
mask.
Recreated the slow motion Tarantino shot in Reservoir Dogs.
Yes.
They're all sort of walking.
It was our Abbey Road album cover.
Yes,
that bridge.
Did anyone take a picture of that?
Yeah, we should have.
The funniest it may have been the cat.
Yeah, the cat is the fourth member.
The cat joined the parade.
That was great. Past People was great. The second EA telling us the caller's name, Bork or Mork or whatever. Yeah. That was great.
Corgi, Bork, and Doldrum? What was the name?
Dalton.
Dalton.
And
yeah.
Agent.
Yeah.
There were four. Agent also.
Dalton.
Corgi and Bork.
More I'll tell you, though, for MVP, maybe co-MVPs like Randy White and Harvey Martin and with Jake and Donnie.
Do you
going
would.
All night?
For
going
yeah,
all
anytime
night.
You yeah. go all night, you get yeah. MVP.
For sure.
Yeah. There's no doubt.
You go in the
it's an automatic?
Overnight.
I think so.
Ring of Honor.
It's like the shot y'all talked about in a basketball game, the winning shot or whatever from the back corner. You get one shot at it. Or,
yeah, the game-winning circle.
Yeah, yes.
75 feet away.
Right, right.
If you hit from automatic. There at any point during the game, you win.
Yes.
Automatic.
So usually we would do wake up right now, but we all feel too guilty. This is how the ticket's gone soft.
Woke.
No, yeah. You've gone non-woke because you refuse to wake them up.
Hmm. Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Because Jake and Donnie are the only ones sleeping right now.
They need
since they went
yeah.
all
and Donovan
night.
Goes effort. On the air here in an hour and
right.
change.
Yeah. Right.
All right, Norm, are you mad at Donovan for staying up all night and compromising the quality of your
show? Because Dan's
mad
at Jake.
Yeah, because Dan is, like, really pissed.
No, I get to do a solo show again.
okay. Oh, see, that's
finally
what
a little
wants.
Elbow room. You know what I'm saying, Norm?
That's what Norm wants.
Hello. Yeah.
And, Dan, are you really upset with Jake, or...
He's not happy.
Is it just you're kidding?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, no.
Mm, wow.
Will this go in his review, Dan?
Hey, Dan.
Hey.
Terrell Hatton's got a two-stroke lead over Tony Finau.
I got to see how Siwoo Kim's doing.
Going to Corgi, actually.
See, this is why I hate gambling.
Ah, damn it's it.
You guys shouldn't be caring about any
Did
of
you just
this.
Say
change
D,
the rules,
D,
Corby.
Craig?
Corby gets
no, I said,
rules.
Oh, damn it. He
oh,
bogeyed.
It sounded very
no,
OGD-ish.
That's
yeah.
the one cuss just word that I'd never use.
Real casual.
You know that one still dings me, too,
I've
when I hear
never,
people say it.
I've never used it.
What?
Not even on the golf course when you hit a bad shot?
No,
it's
I'll
so
use
fun
the F word, the S word, but the GD word seems like it's my ticket to hell.
I feel like the amount.
How about
that's
the C word?
That's Catholic guilt.
Well, and it was a Ten Commandment, one yeah. of the Ten Commandments.
What?
He's right.
So that's why
no,
I stay away. Yes.
No, it isn't. Not yes. if you're actually calling on God to damn this shot.
But
it's a venal sin.
It's venal, Dave.
Yeah, Dave.
All right, we got to run.
All right, we got to go. We got to talk to Razor about game one
when
tonight.
It's a venal failure. Just
next.
I like him.
Going to Corgi, actually.